You ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about slowing down to speed up. Oftentimes, we know some areas where it would be really useful to slow down so that we could speed up. But oftentimes, what happens is our brain gets in the way. It's like, no, we should just do it this way. And the reason that it does that is because it wants to be efficient and it wants to conserve energy. So, for instance, today I can record one podcast episode, I can schedule it out, I can edit the video, and I can get it published. That's great. And that works. But if I want to slow down, to speed up, what it will require me to do is spend a little bit more time today filming some extra videos so that then I can send it to my virtual assistant so that she can edit it and then upload it and get it scheduled and all of those things. But today, in this moment, it will take me more time than if I just recorded one and I just scheduled it, edited it, and published it all by myself. But the brain's really focused on that. It's like, no, today it's going to take you longer and we should conserve energy. So let's not do that. Even though in the long term, it's going to save me so much time. And so, what I want you to think about is talking to your brain in a way that makes it make sense. It's like, okay, yes, brain, it is going to take me a little bit longer today. It really is. I'm going to have to expend more energy today. But I'm doing this because it's going to help me conserve energy later. And even though my brain's like, no, let's just do the one, let's be done, and let's move on, I'm just like, okay, I understand what's happening. But also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to record some more so that it saves me more time and it's easier later. And so, there are some areas where you might need to slow down, take a little bit extra time today so that it saves you time later. And I want to encourage you to talk to your brain in a different way instead of how we sometimes might talk to your brain is like, yeah, let's just not do the thing today. Or let's just do the one and then just be finished. Let's move on to something else. And instead of agreeing with your brain when it offers you that, just want you to play around with, can you just let it be a little bit uncomfortable? Talk to your brain a different way and do the thing that's going to benefit you more in the long run over time. Because again, your brain wants to focus on right now, today, in this moment. You want to just widen the picture and move forward so that your future you is set up really well. And these are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about in my course, How to Create Commitment. Because what I want to help you do is create commitment so you don't give up on your goals, so you don't give up on what you want. And it's a lot easier and it's a lot more fun as you're taking that action. So, if you want to get access to the founding members opportunity, then make sure you get on the waitlist at createcommitment.com.